It's 80 years since Japan surrendered and the Second World War officially ended. Here is how Australia heard the most welcome news from Prime Minister Ben Chifley.
Fellow citizens, the war is over. The Japanese government has accepted the terms of surrender imposed by the Allied nations, and hostilities will now cease. The reply by the Japanese government to the note sent by Britain, the United Nations, the USSR and China has been received and accepted by the Allied nations. At this moment, let us offer thanks to God. Let us remember those whose lives were given that we may enjoy this glorious moment and may look forward to a peace which they have won for us.
My mother always remembered vividly the end of the war for us in Australia as she was working and in her teens at the electrical manufacturer Australian General Electric. It was VP Day, also known as VJ Day. Germany had capitulated earlier in the year, but Japan had fought on. She was on her way home after work and the trams had stopped down Parramatta Road, and she and her friends decided they would go back into town for the celebrations. They were walking back and Mum noticed her father's truck in a side street, and he gave them all a lift back on the back of the truck. There were throngs of people, all vehicles stopped in the centre of the city, and there was paper coming out of the office windows and they had to sort of wade through it. They threaded their way down from the cenotaph in Martin Place and ended up dancing around the obelisk on Hyde Park with a group of other young girls, and they were filmed by one of the newsreel cameramen. With the help of Peter Luck, the seven journalists who created this fabulous century, I went through much footage trying to find the shot she was in, but sadly without any success. I did see, however, the famous joyful dancing man who was the intro for Peter Luck's series, an iconic moment. But who was that man? There are a few claimants to the identity. Peter Lawler recalls his memory of that day with one RPH's Marianne Gore.
The war started in September 39. We moved to Burra in the next year, early in the next year.
Tell me what happened in Burra because
of
the war.
We didn't have a Rottweiler till 1942. So the knowledge we got of the war came from Dad talking to Mum and what we overheard. A lot of things did happen in Burra. First of all, the convent school had a big paddock next to it, and volunteers, they dug trenches.
So you think that Burra wouldn't actually be a high-value military target?
No, it would not have been. But some of the windows we had to have brown paper over them so that the light didn't show at night.
Right.
I do remember one night there was a very, very heavy thunderstorm. And we kids always said, oh, the war's coming, the war's coming. Ed came out and he blew hell out of us. Very early in 1940, just after we moved to Burra, every adult and every child was issued with a ration card. If we went up to the shop to get some butter, we had to present the book to the shopkeeper, and he deleted the appropriate coupon. Later on it became, you know, bacon and beef and sugar, a whole range of things.
So I guess your mum and all the households had to do some pretty special cooking to provide meals with a short amount of butter or whatever it was.
When I went to college, because blankets were very thin and few and far between, luckily the college had a cadet corps. So we were issued with uniforms and greatcoats. If we didn't have those heavy overcoats, I think we would have frozen to death in Goulburn. It has to be the coldest town. And, of course, like all Catholic institutions, they built high on a hill. The food at college was porridge for breakfast, afternoon tea, the big billy of tea with milk in it, and some sugar, but not too much. We were allowed, on Thursday nights, we were given a steak dinner. Mm. Where that came from, I know not. So getting back to Burra and the war, in August of 1944, the Japanese broke out of the prisoner of war camp. And that caused a lot of concern, of course. Other memories of Burra was the returned soldiermen came back and he was just skin and bones.
Right.
Mr. Bill Robertson was his name, and the only other thing I can remember was an uncle of mine, my mother's brother, he was up there when the Japanese bombed Darwin.
Right.
I think he was an aircraft gunner. Yep.
Did you remember sitting around the wireless and listening to reports?
No, I don't. Dad didn't stop us using the wireless. I don't ever recall it.
And would you have gone to the movie theatre on the afternoon?
Yeah, well, I think they used to give them threepence or something for every bottle or jar they bought back. You could buy a carton of chewing gum.
That was pretty special.
I don't know how we paid for it, but we must have saved our pocket money.
Do you remember a celebration for VE Day? Yeah.
They knew that the war was ending.
Yep.
On the 15th of August,
yep.
The Burruff Rugby, as it was, Rugby League team, played the oldies, and one of the oldies broke his leg, Fernand Dwyer.
And this was a celebration.
The only celebration was that football match. I don't think there's any street parade. That. Oh, God. Yeah, that was a big, big day.
And the whole town came out to watch.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about the dropping of the atom bomb?
No, only what I know from history. Something must have twigged my memory because I had at least two to do things, to go to Hiroshima and the other to go to Auschwitz.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to both of those.
You have? Oh.
And Hiroshima was really something. What they've done in that town now. A beautiful city, and the war memorial is something else. Both cases, man's inhumanity to man. You know, in Hiroshima, they got this big mound of ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with my son-in-law, and when we were walking, three or four college girls came up. Can we speak to you, please? Yes, and they asked us a few things about Australia. Where are you from? You know, listening to the language.
Mm-hmm.
That was something special. And then ringing in the big peace bell. Which, incidentally, there's a peace bell in Cowra.
Oh, yes, there is.
Anyway, that was something special too. There you go.
Peter Lawler there, remembering VJ Day with Marianne Gore.